time it is we can let down our hair. Moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am here in Puerto Rico, the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, and I'm reaching out and around the world from this mystical island with the help of producer Forrest Connor, who is tending the light at the flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina, heart of the oldest mountains in North America, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, who is especially relevant this weekend because it's St. Paddy's weekend. Shelley's Irish. She loves gold. Shelley, do you enjoy everything gold? Do you like golden showers?
No.
No? So not everything gold.
Not everything.
That's too bad. Because, the thought occurred to me that you might like golden showers.
Oh, really? And why is this?
It's golden!
Uh-huh.
Well, you wouldn't admit it even if you did. So, but you just keep, I'm going to let that just settle for the audience. For those of you who are men who are interested in Shelley, that could be the key to her heart.
Do not. Under any circumstances, no.
So what is the word on the street at Wright's Coin Shop, Shelley?
Buy gold. Buy silver. It's a great time to buy. We have bought so much, and we are selling so much, and we are busy, and the phone is ringing off the hook, and I see a lot of new faces. So things are really great. Things really are.
And we know that this probably historically is the best time of year to buy, because it's as the year goes on, the prices have a tendency to go up, don't they?
Seems like they do. And I've noticed that Silver Eagles, for example, it seems like right after Thanksgiving, it seems like the price goes up. We have to pay more for them. And so we have to pass that along.
So here your family's worked in this business for decades, 40 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it is in the world who sets the price of gold?
Who set the price of gold? At this point, I have no idea. It seems like everything is suppressed and manipulated.
It's like there's a reptilian dictator in a black suit sitting in a dark room of a tall tower somewhere out there, and at his whim, he determines the price of gold by some unknown alien standard. Is that possible?
It sounds no crazier than anything else I've heard.
It must be, because it's one of the great mysteries. What is gold going to do? And but one thing we know is that year after year after year, if you look at a 10-year period, it always goes up. Silver always goes up. So people want to figure out how to get involved in buying and keeping these treasures as something that's going to hold its intrinsic value. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at the shop at 828-298-5402, or just come on out and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
And those of you who are online, you can visit WrightsCoinShop.com to check out the selection. There's even a photograph of Shelley there. See, that'll get people
all right
there. There's no apostrophe in the website address, WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com, or 828-298-5402, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. A lot of people drop into Wright's Coin Shop because they just want to meet you, Shelley. You're a big star. And has there ever been a man who's just walked in there and said, look, let me just show you the balance on my checkbook? Boom. Let's just get right to the point. And just, you know, I know I'm not the best looking guy. I, you know, maybe I have a couple diseases, but that's not the point. Look at what's important here. I'm super rich. I can take you from behind this counter and sweep you away and make your dreams come true on my private jet. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Well, except for the, you know, couple of diseases part.
And well, what was the outcome of that?
She's still here, isn't she?
I'm still here.
I know. What happened? What went wrong?
She wouldn't accept my offer.
So, I mean, the guy could put you in his jet, whip you off, and next thing you know, you're in the Mile High Club. And, which brings me to
oddly
the story.
Oddly enough, yeah.
About the Mile High Club, and something that I'd never thought about this before. But now that I have read this, it's like, duh, light bulb goes off. Why didn't I think about this before? And I think this is a good example of the difference between how history is presented in a classroom textbook by, you know, teachers who are state regulated, et cetera, and how history actually develops in reality. They say that the guy who founded the Mile High Club was also the same guy who invented autopilot.
All right.
Does that not make perfect sense now that you've heard it? He was an aviator named Lawrence Sperry, and they say that he invented autopilot in 1914, and then after that, all of a sudden, he created this little thing called the Mile High Club. In fact, it ended in tragedy for him, because they say there was an incident in which he was flying with a married socialite. And for some reason, the autopilot failed, and the plane crashed in New York, in Great South Bay. The two were found completely naked and on top of each other. So the newspapers of the day insisted, well, I guess the crash had been so violent it tore off their clothes. Because this woman was married, and, you know, again, she was a socialite. But apparently now that the truth is coming out, the autopilot that this guy had developed to bang chicks in the sky is what ultimately failed and killed him. Now, I see a movie in here somewhere. I mean, let's get Leonardo DiCaprio. What's that?
But did they see it coming? That's what I want to know.
Well, that is actually a legitimate question. Because if the plane was crashing, and obviously he's an experienced aviator, he knows this is happening. If he still was like, literally, screw it. I'm just going to die this way.
Die with a smile on my face.
That could tell you a lot about the man's life. But now, see, that's real incentive for technology. They say necessity is the mother of invention. And when you're, you know, in that point in history and you're able to take women up in a little small confined space isolated in the sky, and you're like, man, if only I didn't have to fly the damn plane right now. Well, that's what happens. You invent autopilot. Next story. This comes to us from New South Wales, Australia. Police in Australia have charged a superhero wannabe. They say that this 35-year-old man was recorded on surveillance footage prancing outside of a store for 40 minutes wearing nothing but a G-string. And then this G-string bandit broke into the store and stole a Batman outfit. Now, they don't say what kind of store this was. I don't know who was carrying the Batman outfit, if this was a costume shop or what. The guy steals the Batman costume, immediately puts it over top of his thonged body, and then continues prancing around outside until finally the cops get there, and they go to arrest him. And the man in this outfit literally looks at the cops and says, "You cannot arrest me. I am the Batman." And they said, "You're not Batman, and yes, we can arrest you." And they cuffed him and stuffed him.
The cuff can stuff you.
Roscoe?
What do you think about that, Flash?
So, I don't know. I don't know, you know, what the story is with that guy. But I know there are people who watch these movies and they start taking it seriously and they think they're superheroes next thing you know. Here's a story from Gainesville.
Can I hit it?
Italy. no, it's Florida this time. We're always keeping up with disturbing patterns and trends on this show. Police are searching for a man who has been urinating on people near the University of Florida campus. He's been labeled by police as the Phantom Whizzer. Reports have been coming in for weeks. The victims tell police they're standing with their backs turned when the man just sneaks up on them, and then they feel themselves being urinated upon. They turn to see only his back as he runs off. These incidents have occurred in various locations near the campus. Police are increasing patrols in the area. Last week we were talking about people peeing on cops, and now this guy is just, he's peeing on anybody. He doesn't care.
Shelly, you know
these guys? Yeah. Maybe the pattern started right here with Wright's Coin Shop Golden Showers. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, have you heard about the new Johnny Carson sex tape? Ooh, that sounds enticing. We're going to tell you about that. And hey, what more do you need to... We have other stories, but what more do you need to tune back in for than that? It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
It's a dark night.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. That means it's the hour of the show when we talk about the more controversial and outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I'm Joshua P. Warren here in Puerto Rico. So our, you know, our technological communication may be a little bit iffy here and there. If we have signals fading in or out some, that's just because where I'm located, out here in the middle of the ocean. It's coming to you through the miracle of technology today. And speaking of the miracles of technology, let me remind you the show is offered to you by sunshinesimple.com, the world's most powerful solar generator for the home, for the price, guaranteed. And if you happen to be in the Asheville area, go to hauntedasheville.com to check out the ghost tours and ghost hunts designed by me. And right now, and this is only for the month of March, you can get a 50% discount on ghost hunts. Now, that's a pretty big deal. Go to hauntedasheville.com to check that out. And you also get to go to the Asheville Mystery Museum. That's included. It's there in the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple. So, before the break, I mentioned that we have a story here about Johnny Carson, the great, beloved, late talk show host, the man who made The Tonight Show a true, popular smash hit. They say it's now clear that Johnny Carson recorded a very professional quality sex tape with his wife back in the 1970s. And not only has the tape just hit the market, very solid sources say that Johnny's Johnny is enormous. Multiple sources say the tape owner approached the Carson estate in September to make a deal for a license of the footage. The estate said take a hike and threatened to sue the owner if he ever sold it. But the owner has apparently gone rogue. He's now apparently selling it to private collectors. And it is legendary and bringing about $1,000 a copy, at least until it leaks. According to sources who've seen it, the tape appears to be one of his wives. And let me pause again and say, well, I'm going to give you a warning, folks, okay? Tune out if you don't want to hear these kinds of details. This is kind of sordid, all right?
Hey, y'all.
That's your warning, folks. It says, it's unclear which wife it is. The film opens with a naked, dark-haired Carson masturbating by a swimming pool. I never thought that word would come out. I never thought that sentence would come out of my mouth, by the way. Then it shows the woman with a bouffant hairdo going all Linda Lovelace, okay? And they say that, you know, that goes on for 5 minutes, and then it cuts to a 20-minute scene in Johnny's bedroom. And they say Johnny does not hold back, whatever that means. It's absolutely crazy, but seriously, they say that Johnny Carson was porn star status. I actually have measurements here, but I'm not going to go that far. So it makes you wonder when, you know, when he says, here's Johnny, if that was a reference to the Johnson. But it reminds me of all those times when you see Johnny Carson sort of standing on stage smelling his finger. Did we just, like, somehow horribly degrade a tradition of show business? Did we just throw a fellow broadcaster under the bus somehow for us?
You sure did.
Or is everything legal and nothing is sacred once you kick the bucket?
It's all some weird, wild stuff.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, it just goes to show that sort of thing, you know, whether you're rich or whether you're just the local teacher. It can happen to anybody. And that brings us to the story from Little Rock, Arkansas. A parent of a student in a Little Rock school district says his son's teacher played a sex video of herself in class. This man here says Wednesday his son came home from the middle school to tell him he saw this video clip of his teacher performing these acts. The district says the teacher admits she showed an inappropriate video in class because it got mixed up in her lesson plans. But school leaders strongly say it was a mistake and certainly not planned. The father says the teacher called him after school to tell him what happened. She was so apologetic, he said. And he says he has sympathy for the teacher because she admitted it was a mistake, but he also wants accountability. I'm thinking maybe he wants a date, but...
Yeah, that's what Shelley and I were looking at each other.
School leaders say they're not taking this issue lightly, and they're working to find the appropriate disciplinary action. But in today's world, these sorts of things can happen. Well, that says a lot, doesn't it? I mean, we've reached a point where even school officials are just like, hey, guys, in today's world...
How can you just accidentally show your class a sex tape of yourself?
In today's world, everybody's got a sex tape, so, you know, if things happen, it just gets slipped in there sometimes, you know.
That's okay, but it's not okay if a dog poops where it shouldn't, right?
In either case, DNA might be involved.
Yeah, really.
Okay, here is a story from Walpole, Massachusetts. Says a 44-year-old male forestry teacher was arrested at his home for allegedly spending a day off from school, walking around his driveway, wearing nothing but a ski cap and goggles. Police say this man who teaches at a high school there was spotted by a woman passing through the neighborhood. And it says, quote, about 2 hours later, police returned to the home when another witness said she saw the man naked in his driveway. Officer said the man made no attempts to conceal himself and thrust his hips onto his mailbox as they drove by. He seemed to be trying to have sex with his mailbox. So the guy is naked.
Mailbox.
Here's the thing. This is Massachusetts.
Mailbox really does it for me.
He's going out there thrusting his most sensitive area into the icy cold metal of a box. And yet, he still thinks it's necessary to put on a ski cap and goggles. Why? Why make that effort? You know? It seems like maybe you would, if you're going to do it, you go out naked and have sex with the ski cap and goggles. Am I making any sense here? Maybe not. But I just don't see why you're going to go out and take a measure to prevent yourself from being exposed to the cold in any regard while taking the most sensitive part of your body and putting it right in the center of something that's got to be cold. And we all have seen A Christmas Story, and we know that sometimes things can get stuck to cold metal. Right? I'm sure that's happened historically. I'm sure that has taken place at some point or another. Because I did it. No, just kidding. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, here is a story about a frisky 70-year-old man who ended up in an extremely bizarre situation. I have read this story before, but there's an update on it. Then we have a story, a good Florida story with zombies and nakedness. Oh, a couple naked Florida stories. I was wondering where they went. Now they're all coming back. This is going to be good. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Stick around for those and more here on Speaking of Strange.
Je parle de l'heure.
J'avais tout lui confisqué, c'était chape.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해, 그런 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자, 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선어해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해, 때가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해, 그녀보다 사상이 올통벌통한 선어해, 그런 선어해.
Hi, this is Ron Jeremy, star of many, many adult films, but I've never seen a show more hung where it counts.
Now, here's your host, the only man in radio who has achieved nirvana, Joshua P. Warren.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour of Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren, and, you know, we tell everybody when you listen to this hour of the show, we call it Safe Harbor because we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, all right? So tune out if you might somehow fall into or be connected with those scenarios because, you know, we're just reporting it as it is, and sometimes it's pretty darn sordid and seedy. I also want to remind you that we are very soon going to have to, unfortunately, remove our free shipping and handling promo from the Wishing Machine Radionics box. I just talked to the engineer recently, and we're selling so many of these and getting such good feedback all over the world. We just can't continue that promo. We don't need to do it anymore. So if you want to get a Wishing Machine Radionics box, they're very rare. They are very spectacular, fantastic things that can change your life. You better get one now, unless you want to have to pay extra for the shipping and handling. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, and watch the free video there and see if it's something that you would like to acquire yourself. Here's a Dark 30 story, which is really kind of a follow-up on a story I'd read before because there's an update. Imagine you are a frisky 70-year-old man who decides to hire an escort for the evening when you're out of town on business. But when the lovely lady of the evening arrives, you notice with a shock the woman seems very familiar. In fact, she's more than just familiar. She's your son's fiancé. Yeah. Now you've got quite a dilemma on your hands. Do you tell your son what the woman he's about to marry does for a living? Well, apparently, all of this really happened. It actually happened in Italy. The 70-year-old man hired the escort when he went out of town and was flummoxed when the son's fiancée showed up. To their credit, The two decided not to go ahead with their business arrangement. But the man wrestled with the question as to whether to tell his son that his girlfriend wasn't actually a waitress, as everyone believed, but a prostitute. And additionally, if he told his son, he would be revealing his own role as an old horn dog who used escorts. So do you risk your marriage to warn your son about the woman he's about to marry? What a conundrum, huh? Sounds like novel material. Well, they say, and you know what they say about don't kill the messenger because so many want to, but the son was apparently furious when the dad and when the dad and the two got into some kind of an argument, and apparently this all came out. 4 years later, the pair are still in court, where the son has sued his father for injuries, and it's unclear if these are physical.
He sued his father for injuries?
He sure did. He sure did, because they got into a big fight when all this came out. And they say it's unclear if these are physical injuries related to the fight or psychological injuries related to the shock of your dad telling you the woman you plan to marry in a few days is a hooker. And they say, plus, you know, can you imagine the family gatherings? Hey, Sophia, remember the time we almost had sex? Wasn't that funny? Well, so now the father and son are not getting along.
Really?
Because, yeah, this, you know, well, you understand. So did the dad do the right thing? That's the question. How would you like to be in that situation, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think he did the right thing by telling the son. Because if he hadn't told the son, and the son found out down the road that the dad knew and didn't tell him, then the son would say, how, you know, you put me in, you put my life at risk. I could have gotten AIDS and died because I didn't know my wife was a hooker, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think it takes on a physical element at that point? Like, you know, this is like number 127 on the list of reasons not to have children. That's how I look at it. Okay, let's dig into our little stream, Forrest is Jonesing, of stories from Florida. And this next one is not from Naples, Italy, but, amazingly enough, Naples, Florida. headline here, a teen apologizes for streaking through an upscale neighborhood and says he's not a zombie. 18-year-old Collier County teen was arrested after he decided to go on this streak. He said it all happened because he tried shrooms in what he called an out-of-the-box and confusing night. He said, quote, last night I'd taken a couple of mushrooms with friends, and eventually I wanted to leave. I freaked out and thought everyone wanted to kill me. And they say deputies found him lying down on the road at an intersection after 1 a.m., totally naked. He says he wishes deputies wouldn't have been so aggressive with him. They beat the crap out of me, he said. Deputies said they had reports of him running all over the area, scaring motorists and homeowners. He says, you can't just randomly assume the kid running on the street naked is trying to harm somebody or anything. I was not a zombie face eater. I was just a messed up guy on shrooms. But deputies say that he actually tried to fight them. Reports show he tried to bite a deputy and was growling like an animal. And he says, oh, that's not my thing to do. I don't bite, et cetera, et cetera. So, who knows? It's hard to believe the guy who admits that he was on shrooms. But here that story is from Naples. And now we go to this next story from Palm Beach, Florida. And this case, similar scenario, naked man running around with superhuman strength, The cops killed him. This man went on a violent rampage. They say that he was a 6'3", 250-pound man with superhuman strength. They say this is the kind of thing you see out of a zombie movie. He jumped on a teenager and bit the teen's face and attacked a retired cop before charging at deputies. I don't know how old this man is. I don't think it says here, but it says when the girl's brother saw the naked man threaten his 16-year-old sister, the older brother lunged himself at what police believe was a drug-fueled attacker. The girl said the naked man nearly grabbed her hair, but she managed to run into the house and alert her father what was happening there. They say the man bit the teen's face and was growling like an animal. They watched him pull up a chain-link fence like the Hulk by fence posts, and the naked man went screaming down the street. They claim he was more animal than human. There was no stopping him. Tasers had no effect. He was extremely violent, continued trying to bite him, so finally they just shot him. They say even shooting him did not have an immediate effect. They had to shoot him several times, and he only stopped fighting when he dropped dead. That it really was like something out of a zombie movie. And here is one last story before we go to break. This is from Tampa, Florida. Naked man with large clock shrugs off police dogs, batons, and stun gun in Florida. Let me repeat that. Large clock, I said. C-L-O-C-K. It took a squad of deputies wielding batons, a police dog, a stun gun, and a 10-minute melee to take down a suspect in the throes of, quote, excited delirium, end quote, according to Florida police. This 17-year-old man was allegedly naked on Saturday as he attempted to attack responding deputies with a large clock, which had numerous sharp utensils protruding from its entire border. They say the guy's victim, a 15-year-old boy, had called the deputies after this fellow entered his home while intoxicated. And then the guy just ripped off his clothes and started shouting nonsense. Says he was breaking random things in the house and just saying weird stuff like 5, 6, 7, 8, grandma, girlfriend, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. Finally, police were able to tase him. Take him down. They used a baton on him. What the hell is going on in Florida? When we come back, the last three stories of the night. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't f*** with the big bro. Oh, bro, I got to maintain. Cause a like me is going insane. Wow, happy face, you can never see me smile. Rip that mainstream, my lips.
of tonight. Speaking of strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you again, tune out if you do not want to hear this type of material. It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. It's the more sordid and seedy stuff. Stories that you don't usually hear so much about in the mainstream news. Remember, next week, we may or may not have a new show for you. Just depends, because I've got some traveling coming up to do George Norrie live, for one thing, there in Boise, Idaho. But if there's not a ball game and we don't do a new show, we'll have a best of for you. So either way, tune back in next week to see what's happening. And in the meantime, don't forget what I said about going to sunshinesimple.com. Or joshuapwarren.com, because we have those free shipping and handling offers on the generators and the wishing machine radionics boxes, and, well, we're going to have to remove that very soon. Here are the last three stories of the night. First is from Orland Park, Illinois. A couple is in trouble there, accused of having sex in the back of a taxi cab, and then not paying the $83 fare. A cab driver told police he picked up the couple around 3 a.m. and told them to get out of the cab after he saw them performing intercourse in the back. The driver called police when the couple, neither of whom had a wallet with them, could pay. However, when police arrived, the man told them they were near his home and he'd be able to get money there. They say he came back with his mother's credit card and paid the fare, after which the driver left. Said their clothing was strewn throughout the taxi, and they smelled like alcohol. Next story is a Walmart story. This is one that's kind of scary. An Ohio woman has been charged for going into a Walmart and distributing sexually explicit material, accusing a store employee of having an affair with her husband. The 45-year-old arrived at the Walmart, headed to the electronics department, where a former friend, a 45-year-old woman, another one, worked. Store surveillance recorded this woman posting and distributing Photoshop pictures of the employee with the words, "Number one blank sucker," and "Hide your husband's" written on the pictures. She had pictures of this woman photoshopped into various compromising positions. And the cops said that these pictures were posted in plain view of all the public, including children, to see on the store walls and aisles. They say that the woman entered the Walmart around midnight, so it's unclear how many minors would have actually seen these in the electronics department. And later, she confessed and said she was upset with the employee for having a year-long affair with her husband. And so, right now, she's dealing with all kinds of criminal issues, as well as, I'm sure, some problems with Walmart. And last story, well, why not leave you with something from Tampa, Florida? Police there were flagged down by a group of residents who were appalled by a neighbor they saw performing a sex act with a pit bull in his front yard. I swear, we read these kinds of stories from time to time, and often when the guys are engaging the dogs, for some reason, it's a pit bull. I do not understand that. Officers came there. They did a search of his home. They found guns and ammunition that he wasn't supposed to have. The guy was charged with cruelty toward animals and all kinds of different aggravated assaults. And they say that he had taken a variety of pit bulls over the years onto his property, and that whenever the neighbors came to him and confronted him about what he was doing with the dogs, he told them they should be grateful for the free sex show he was giving them.
Wow.
Now that is one twisted guy. Okay, I believe that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week to see what type of special little offering we have for you. You are commanded!